Thank you very much. And we are a little behind the schedule, so I will try to be very brief. And first of all, I would like to thank the University of Köln for organizing this event. And I would like to speak about the new approach of the new Ukrainian government to creation of public broadcasting system in Ukraine. You probably know that soon after becoming a president, Mr. Yanukovych declared one of his goals. He wants to create a public television in Ukraine. For some of observers, it was unexpected. But several months ago, and the document, the concept of public television in Ukraine has been created by the special body that was created by Mr. Yanukovych. The head of this committee, of this body, so-called Humanitarna Rada, is Mr. Babik. He is not a very famous expert in public broadcasting, in public television or radio, but he also is not a supporter of the President Yanukovych and the ruling party of regions. And a lot of people were surprised that this person has been selected to be a chief of this body, of this committee. So less than a month ago, the concept has been approved by the president. And now we have a document with a vision of new Ukrainian government, a new vision of the public television. So let me talk briefly about some major ideas of this document. First of all, almost all the experts, Ukrainian experts and foreign experts, they admit that even this declaration is a huge step in creating a public television in Ukraine, because the previous administration of Mr. Yushchenko, who also declared the intent to create public television, but did nothing to do that. So experts, Ukrainian experts, say this is a huge step in of the new government, of Ukraine, new Ukrainian government. And experts and personally me, I think that one of the major advantages of this concept, of this idea, is an intent to create public television on the basis of existing state-owned television, First National TV channel, regional TV companies and radio companies of Ukraine. Why the government decided to do that, and why this group that work on this concept decided to do that? First of all, because the government has no money to start everything from scratch. Because creating a totally new television requires huge money, for buying equipment, buildings, frequencies, licensing, and it will take months or even years to start everything from scratch. It means that government decided to destroy existing First National TV channel, and some speakers recently talked about the weaknesses of that government TV channel, because it's unbalanced, it's unprofessional, it has very small audience, so it's a lot of people think that it's just wasting government and taxpayers' money to keep alive this radio and television company. I had a very long conversation with Mr. Babik about his ideas and why they chose this one option or another option. And he said to me that they want the educational component would be the major component of this public broadcasting system in Ukraine. And for many people, it sounds strange because resources that Ukrainian television has and the ideas the Mr. Bebek and this working group expressed make a lot of people doubt that it can be successful, because they offer to invite professors from universities and teachers from schools and perform lectures live or pre-recorded and broadcast them to on these TV channels. And a lot of people, as I mentioned, they doubt that our students and school children are interested to listen all this content. So who will consume all this content? The people who created this concept, they say that they performed several presentations and roundtables, and they discussed this concept with experts, with NGOs, and so the document they have now, it's very balanced, and it reflects the interests of almost all social, religious parts of Ukraine. And a few words about financing. So as Mr. Bebek mentioned, that the concept offers 2-year transition period from the government financing of the public broadcasting in Ukraine to the fee. So in 2 years after start up, they expect to the full transition to this fee, like here in Germany. And what interesting, that they had a lot of discussions, and they decided that that fee can be added to the electricity bill. So all the Ukrainians receive their electricity bills, and this certain amount of money can be included in that bill. So no one can avoid paying that fee. And about advertising, they at the beginning they planned that these TV channels and radio channels, they will have advertising, but gradually they plan to reduce it and to leave only so-called social-oriented advertising. They want it to be propaganda of healthy lifestyle, of avoiding using of drugs, quit smoking, and so on. So, but at the beginning, they consider the advertising money as one of the sources to finance their project. And about some weaknesses of the concept, that a lot of experts, Ukrainian experts, say that this concept was not discussed very openly. And for example, very famous NGOs like Institute of Mass Information or Media Law Institute, they say they were not invited to participate, to discuss and to share their ideas with this small group that worked on this document. And also they say that there are a lot of draft laws that are in the parliament already, so why the government decided to do everything from scratch? They are losing time, and they want to create something unique instead of taking the ready draft laws and voting, passing these laws in the parliament, and that's it. You have public television and public radio. I'm okay. What else? The system of financing. Some experts say that this system will not work in Ukraine, and it's this system is outdated. they say Ukrainians are not ready to pay for public television because, for example, now the ratings and shares of the audience of the national television, state-owned television, are very low. So people just they don't watch this channel for free. So why we should enforce them to pay for TV channels they don't watch, and for radio channels they don't listen? So they offer and they propose to change the system of charging people and to replace it with other forms of collecting money. And some experts, they also say that this educational component, which is one of the main ideas of this group, is it will not work. So people will not watch and listen public these educational programs on public television and radio stations. So they want public television and radio would be a standard setting media. So they want that it would offer independent and balanced news. And now what we see that the state-owned channel and all the monitoring says that it's not totally balanced, because it covers only the government, it covers government favorably, no critics at all for any government actions. Also interesting, I would like to mention that I showed it at Vox Pops on the street of Kyiv, asking people what do they think if the public television can be balanced, and will the Ukrainian government in any ways influence the public television. And for 2 hours I couldn't find any one person who thought it will be balanced. So people, they just don't trust this government and previous government. So they think that unfortunately it's a history of Ukraine, it's our tradition that people they don't trust and they don't believe any government statements and any government proposals. So people just don't believe that the public television and radio will be balanced and will be objective. And also there are a lot of objectives to the ways that the working group proposed to form the governing body of this public television. So they say there are no guarantees that the government will influence it and will send people who are from the government or very close to the government to this body, and will keep the control over this public broadcasting system. And as we know, a lot of people who are a lot of people who own these TV stations and radio stations, they are members of the parliament. They have positions in the government, in the security service. So they are not interested to have a competitor who take their audience, the audience of their media, who take advertising money from the market. So those people who have to vote for this law, they're not interested to have a strong competitor. So I think that they will do everything in their power to make this public television weak, and not to compete with their own media. So what next? Till the 1st of December, we expect the draft law in the parliament, and this parliament, of course, can be a little bit different from the concept that we've seen already. because as I mentioned, that this is the only parliament can pass the law, and the MPs, members of the parliament, they can add or change the law in the way they want. So it's too early to say what we will have at the end of the process. And we still don't know if this public television will be really independent, or will it be just a toy in the hands of the new government. And even people who supported the creation of the public television and public broadcasting system for many years, now they're in doubt because they don't want to participate in the creation of the another tool for the government to influence the audience, to influence the people of Ukraine. So it's still, there is a huge risk that the public television that the Ukrainian government want to create will be something like Russian television, like a Russian public television, so-called public television. So it's still, I think it's an issue that the opposition and the government should gather around the table and to clarify everything and to have an agreement that it will really be the public television in Ukraine should be the really independent media. If not, so as I mentioned, there is still a huge risk that Ukrainian public broadcasting system will be something like public television and radio in Russia. So I will finish for now, and we will continue with our further presentations, and I think we will have more time to discuss this issue during the discussion session. Thank you so much.